The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Connor.
Are you serious? That's what the whole show's on. Hey, everybody. We are on today, and Byron is just running down the hallway to join us. So
welcome, we are joined today by Marlene Cray. And we're here with Marlene that we'll talk to in a second. But Amanda, what's cooking in your world? How's married life?
Married life is awesome. We are just starting to talk about how we're going to travel home, you know, how we're going to get home, the amount of time we're going to spend at home, whose families we're going to visit. It's so complicated.
And maybe one of these Thanksgivings or holidays, you might just tuck it in and say, you know, we're married now. Let's just hang out. We the obligation should be over. We have our own family. What do you think about that?
Exactly. Well, you know, I would love to do it. That would be so ideal. I just feel bad. I mean, we've got some family in Jersey. We've got some family in Delaware. You know, I would feel bad if we didn't go home and visit them, you know, instead of making everybody come to us. But, you know, I figured with all the holiday travel coming up, I wanted to get in another great conversation with Marlene on how to immune boost before we start the holiday seasons.
Mm. Well, let's boost it up in just a few minutes and maybe take a quick break here so we can have some more quality time with Marlene uninterrupted. So let's take a little break, everybody. We'll be back in a jiffy with Marlene.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break. AffiliateContracts.com is an affiliate network like no other. Hands-on account management right from setup gives personal attention with continual account optimization. And our affiliates will attest our offers consistently pay more money every single day. Seriously. And hey, want to make a lot of money fast? Check out our unbeatable, I mean unbeatable, insurance offers. Higher conversions with programs that are sustainable and scalable because AffiliateContracts.com is committed to you for the long run. Bigger payouts, higher conversions, and attention you expect from dedicated affiliate managers. AffiliateContracts.com. That's what the affiliate world needs.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online release news and content distribution service.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Affiliate marketing is changing rapidly. Stay ahead of the trends with Affiliate Marketing Insider. Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Marlene, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Glad to be on today, Byron, Amanda, Connor. That takes getting used to.
It does. Tell me about it.
We're excited to talk with you a little bit about the dreaded concern we all have about the flu and travel and all kinds of neat stuff like that. But what's your general take on travel? You know, do you travel much yourself, by the way?
You know, I traveled a lot up until this past year or so, and so I do have a lot of travel tips. You know, I have a lot of domestic travel tips. International, it's a little bit more challenging. And, you know, we did talk about the flu the last time we spoke, but what we didn't do, what Amanda was saying earlier, was a quick way to boost your immune system, mm-hmm. right? We didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about, like, if you're going to take a trip, how to get up to speed before you leave. Normally what happens if you're going to take a trip, whether it be a honeymoon or, you know, maybe international like you're going to do, or even a trip to New York, is that you rush to get all your work done, then you rush to get all your packing done, then you rush to get all your family obligations met, and by the time you leave, you're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're jamming to get everything done, and that's the exact opposite of what you need to do to have a strong immune system. Because there was an author, his name is Adrian Brown, and he writes some interesting articles. He compiles a lot of information and does a lot of what I do, so I enjoy reading him. And he coined a phrase called living in the red, and living in the red before you travel, or living in the red before the onset of the winter season and the flus and so forth, whether it be swine flu or another flu. And living in the red means to, R would be rest, exercise, and then diet. And so when you think about rest, exercise, and diet, you know, some of us think about, you know, sleeping at night and, you know, making sure we work out and then having a salad. But really what it means is having restful sleep, exercising your cells so that your white cell count your white cells become stronger and your white cell count becomes higher, in that you have a stronger immune system. And then diet, in that you're getting the nutrition, and nutrition is the difference between what your body requires and what you're actually putting into it. And one of the things we've always talked about on this show repeatedly is that the level of nutrition in food is so much lower. And actually, I got some numbers from 1975, how much it's decreased. And just since 1975, it's decreased an average of about 40 to 50% in nutrition, conventional produce and meats and so forth. So that's interesting.
A question about that.
Fast ways. I want to talk about fast ways because there's some herbs you can do that are kind of interesting. One tea in particular is called Pau D'Arco, P-A-U, space, D as in David, Arco, A-R-C-O. Mm-hmm. And this tea is really quite interesting, especially for travel. If you did it for a week or so before you left and then you just took it with you, it's antioxidant, antifungal, antiparasitical, antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-yeast. And it's also really good for when you travel and you wake up and you're not in your own bed and you go, don't feel myself when I wake up. It's anti-inflammatory. So it's an amazing tea just to have on hand to take for about a week before you leave to go somewhere, and also if you can take some of the bags with you, because all you do is add hot water. And that's a quick shortcut. The other thing is you can't take this all the time, but you can take it periodically before travel and during travel, and then maybe during high incidence of, like, say we're looking at the swine flu, and that would be, you know, echinacea. And a lot of people know what echinacea is, but many don't understand that you can't take it every day. Echinacea is one of those things that you can only take periodically. And what it does is it boosts the immune system to respond. And then golden seal, and what it does is it increases the it protects you against parasites.
Golden
and it stimulates
seal?
The immune system.
Golden seal.
Mm-hmm. Golden seal. One word, not two. And so it stimulates the immune system, and it's very effective against parasites. It increases blood supply into the digestive system, so that's good. And then one that I love is astragalus, A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S. All those three are readily available at most stores that sell health products and herbs. But the astragalus is very good because there's clinical studies on it to and they show that astragalus has a antiviral property, and it helps boost the white blood cell fighting properties. So those three herbs are really good. And then in a pinch, the powder Arco tea kind of covers a lot of the same things differently. So no, you could do those three.
Marlene, what happens if you take echinacea all the time?
It becomes ineffective.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's ineffective, and I think there are some negative side effects to it, and I don't recall exactly what they are if you did it all the time, but it does become ineffective.
Hmm.
But this tea is fabulous, too. I keep the powder Arco on hand for people when they come to visit, and I usually give them that the first couple days they're here because it's a good recovery. You know,
only
you know how you get that jet lag?
Only Marlene could have a protocol for guests.
right.
Oh, man, you're
and
right.
And your
yeah.
guests are such, your fans are like, Marlene, whatever you serve me, I'm going to eat it or drink it or do with it what you tell me to do.
I know. People actually say things like, oh, my God, this is delicious. You must have put the healthy stuff away for me. It's not true. And
they're
then food-wise,
energized,
you want to have
excited,
a lot of ginger, a lot of garlic.
They're normalized and they get depressed again.
You want to have a lot of ginger, a lot of garlic, a lot of cayenne. You know, cayenne makes your blood move. In fact, they have what you would find in a health store, it would be called capsicum. And that's a very strong cayenne that's put into a capsule. And a lot of people that, you know, their legs swell and things like that, if you take the capsicum capsules in the middle of eating, what happens is it makes your blood flow to your feet and then back up to your heart, and it reduces those kinds of swelling issues. So that's kind of a magical herb that most people don't think about. You know, cayenne pepper is only hot in your mouth. If you had an open cut and you poured it on, it wouldn't burn it.
Really?
It would actually heal it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So in other parts of the world, they use cayenne as for its medicinal value, and here we use it to make things taste good. Well, actually, that's how cayenne started to be used in food, is because it's healthy.
Now, does this have anything to do with capsaicin, which I know is a topical ointment?
Probably it has capsicum in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few different things that do have capsicum in it. Like the latest headache nasal sprays, the natural nasal sprays, all have capsicum in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes blood flow into the brain. And one of the biggest reasons for having headaches is that your blood isn't flowing properly in and out, into the brain and out of the brain. The blood vessels on the back of your neck constrict. And so when you put the nasal spray for headaches into your sinuses, then it absorbs and it pushes the blood through and it'll relieve the headache.
Now, how much stock do you put in using essential oils for topical treatments?
I like essential oils a lot. Mm-hmm. I use a lot of essential oils. You know, peppermint is the one used. They've got them on little rollers and things like that. How effective are they? I think they have to be used in conjunction with other things, but they work together. You know, they mm-hmm. do work together with other things. I don't think you can. Well, for example, there is an essential oil. You can put several essential oils, say peppermint and eucalyptus, and even if you just did peppermint and eucalyptus, if you put it together and you inhaled it,
mm-hmm.
you would actually work in the sinuses. It would do a lot of work. And you can do antiviral by putting tea tree in there with it, and then you could inhale it, and actually particles from the oil go into your sinuses and protect you.
Wow. Byron, I think you need to go get some essential oils today.
Yeah. There's before you start the holiday travel. I do that for the kids. I have them inhale. I have a little bottle, and I have, you know, different essential oils in it, and I have them inhale it on the way out the door to school.
Mm-hmm.
And little particles, and clears their head and gets them going. Wake up!
I would love to be a fly in the wall in your house, Marlene.
Oh, yeah, my son loves getting woke up. You know, it's kind of like when somebody passes out and they put the vial underneath their nose. That's what I do in the morning to get them up. Those are a few things. Now getting to the nutritional end of things, what I want to say is that vitamin D and vitamin D3 are essential fast immune builders. Incredible. So what happens when the sun hits your skin? Between your tissue and your skin, you build what's called calciferous. Calciferous carries the calcium to the skeleton. 99% of the calcium in your body is held in your skeleton. If there's not enough sunlight for periods of time during the year, and or because you're not out in the sun because we're all sitting in front of computers, then you're not building enough calciferous, and therefore you're not driving enough calcium to your skeleton. And then when you become too acidic and your body's stealing calcium, you're having a difficult time getting the calcium that you're ingesting through vegetables and so forth to where it's supposed to go. So now you've got a double whammy going on. Calcium with vitamin D, that's the reason they put some vitamin D into calcium, usually about 400 units into calcium, is to help carry that calcium to the skeleton. And then vitamin D3, there's 8 different omega oils in D3. And D3 is really quite extraordinary for building your immune system quickly. And, I have phbodybalance.com, but then I also do the Asante products. And their calcium and their D3 I just love, and also their omega oils. What you're looking for in a calcium and a D3 is that it is water soluble. In other words, when you put the calcium, you can test this at home. You can take the calcium tablet you're taking, put it into water, and if within a certain period of time, maybe give it a couple hours, 3 or 4 hours, if it's not dissolved in the water, it's not going to dissolve in your body. You want it as much as it's not going to be completely water soluble, but you want it as water soluble as possible. So calcium, vitamin D usually comes with the calcium, and then D3 are really essential for quick immune building, whether that's for traveling or in light of the flu situation that we're looking for. And then food, because the food has depreciated or depleted so much, you're really looking for organic food, and we talked about this on one other program. The light leafy type vegetables really must be organic because they're going to absorb more of the runoff or agricultural chemicals and so forth. And then the hardier the vegetable, the less it needs to be organic. Do I do organic broccoli? Yes, because broccoli carries so many nutrients for the immune system. As do, now purple vegetables like eggplant is extraordinary for your immune system. And kale is absolutely top. You know, I scissor cut kale into every low-heat crock pot soup. My suggestion to you is if you know you're going to be traveling and you know it's going to be stressful, like a 10, 11 hours in the plane and blah, 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 is that you do as much caretaking as possible in the evening meal for about a week before you go. And you try to exercise your cells. In other words, you do either rebounding or you do aerobic exercises. Because the more you can exercise the cells, the stronger the immune system is going to be. It's not about muscle building at this point. It's about immune building. And aerobic exercise is the best thing for that. Mm-hmm. Food-wise, I do greens. And I do the organic earth greens at Asante and the organic earth greens are the high-density, they're only high-dense nutritional greens. There aren't any fillers and there aren't any additives, so it's just like whole food. And you can put it into food or you can put it into water and drink it, which takes us to hydration. When we travel, we always become dehydrated. And so the most important thing to do is to become fully hydrated before you travel. And how you do that is you sip constantly. You don't guzzle. You sip constantly for as long as you can before you leave. And you build up your hydration levels. And all of those things will protect you from having a bout with, you know, any, like, you know, if you're going to Africa, you know, parasites, viruses, bacteria, and all those kinds of things, not to mention all the airborne stuff.
You think the hydration is the key there?
I think hydration is probably 60 to 70% of it.
Would you buy bottled water in a foreign country?
I would buy bottled water, and I would put probably alkalizing drops into it, and at the very least, lemon, because you've still got to clean up bottled water. Even bottled water here in the United States is not regulated, and so the only way it is regulated is that it has what's in the bottle has to be on the label. Mm-hmm. And in that light, they've many of the consumer groups have tested out, you know, 15, 20, 30 different bottled waters, and have found extraordinary things that lend you to believe it's better to get a countertop water system for your home that you know is cleaning the water, or a whole house system that you know is cleaning the water, because bottled water today is not that great. The other thing is when you have it sitting in your porch or your garage or wherever, it's the plastic's going to leach. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to have leached mm-hmm. plastic into your water.
Can you taste Can you taste leached plastic?
Not necessarily. You only can when it gets to a certain temperature. And really, you don't have to worry about it too much unless it gets to that temperature, honestly.
Because we have some
water that's been
in our refrigerator.
That's the problem. It's
Cape
trucking
Cod home,
from...
And it's just awful. The water tastes bad.
Well, that's because
bad.
Of where it's made to where it's sold in those big trucks that they travel in. It gets so hot that it does leach. So what happened is that trailer may have been sitting somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and that's why you've got that.
Ugh, that's gross.
What would the effects of that be? Where would that
Well, your body is designed to chelate or to get rid of the mm-hmm. bad stuff, so it's designed to chelate it. Unfortunately, when your body ingests something that it doesn't recognize as food, it goes to the liver. And so then your liver has to be in top-notch form. That's what I was going to add. One of the things I do before I travel is I do artichoke and asparagus. There's one company that makes an extract. That's it. That's all I can find. It's called Enzymatic Therapy at the health store. And you can get artichoke extract capsules and asparagus extract capsules. Otherwise, you have to eat the asparagus and eat the artichokes. Like Trader Joe's has bags of little frozen artichoke hearts you can dice up, add olive oil and fresh lemon juice, and then use it as a dip. Mm-hmm. And then asparagus, you want to not cook it all the way, obviously. You can either steam it or blanch it. But you want to eat the asparagus and artichoke almost periodically, you know, every other day before you travel, because they are the only two things that will, the artichoke will pull all the toxins out of the liver and clean it so your liver's nice and clean and ready to get gunked up for your trip. And the asparagus will do the same thing to your kidneys. And isn't it interesting, you know, everybody always makes comment that after they eat asparagus, their urine really smells, and what that is the toxins. So those two things are really good to do before you go if you want to do a mild, passive cleanse. Things to take on a trip, you know, I can give you my litany, but those are things I would do to get prepared.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear what you would take on the trip. You can't tease us like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I would definitely put silver into a nasal sprayer. We talked about that before, you know, the molecular silver into a nasal sprayer, because that will protect you on the plane in all that recycled air, and you just squirt it in your mouth and you squirt it in each nostril, and that gives you a second line of defense or a second type immune system. And you can either, and then I would take either potassium hydroxide drops or sodium chloride drops. Both are called alkalizing drops at the store. And that goes into any water you drink, because that raises the pH so that, you know, different parasites and microorganisms can't survive. And so especially when you're going into foreign countries, you know, not so much in the United States, but I carry that. And I also carry the living clay because it's easy to carry powdered clay. And if something happens, you can put clay into water, drink it, and it'll pretty much absorb all the junk, you know, all the bad stuff that you've taken. You're able to pretty much move. So if you have dysentery, you go to Mexico and you eat something, you know, and you probably shouldn't have eaten it, and you get dysentery. Silver clay will pretty much take care of it in a few hours.
Wow!
And that's important because it absorbs it. Now clay acts. It acts like a sponge, but it has a real strong negative charge. Everything bad has a strong positive charge, so it's like a magnet, and they attract each other. And the clay will actually absorb the whatever the issue is inside and then push it through a bowel movement without releasing it again. And so that, with hydration and the silver, will clean you up pretty quickly. So those are my triage things that I always take, is clay, the pH drops, and silver.
The alkalizing drops, silly question, but do you stir it like stirring ice in the glass? Does it need to,
No, as a matter of fact, if you're in a restaurant and they serve you a glass of water, you can put in a drop for every 2 ounces, and it'll just clean it up. You don't have to stir it or anything. It just goes in and just whoop, cleans it up.
A drop for every 2 ounces of water?
Yes. So you don't have to carry
a
large
glass of water. That would be like 20 to 50 drops.
No, a
glass of water would be four drops,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so four drops in like your average size cup.
Yeah, if you bought a bottle of water, it'd be about 16 ounces. You put in 8 drops, shake it up, you're done.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I do in bottled water when we're out of the country. I even did that when I went to Europe. Mostly because your system's not acclimated to what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, half of the problem is that you're not acclimated just to that area of the country, you know, whether it be water or meat. I'd never eat meat outside of the United States in terms of, you know, red meat or poultry. I'll do fish.
Why is that?
Same reason. You don't know what the controls are in the agricultural runoff. You don't know what the animals are eating. You don't know how they're taken care of, you know, how the meat gets to market. You don't have any of those answers.
Do you have the answers for the fish? What if it's
well,
farm
the fish are usually,
fish?
Depending on where you're at, the fish will either come out of the ocean. And so typically your body can chelate all that.
Mm-hmm.
You
What's
know,
your latest take on fish, by the way, even in the United States? I know you're a fan of colder water fish, but are there any breakthroughs or revelations that you've learned recently on fish, mercury, etc.?
Yeah, there are several tunas that are basically mercury. They're not mercury free, but they're called least mercury, and they're allowed to use certain legal names. And what they determine scientifically, which is very fascinating, is that when a tuna is between 10 and 12 feet, it is actually about 2 to 3 years old, and it has the least amount of mercury than any other size tuna. And so there are line catching companies that don't use anything other than lines to catch these tuna, and they only catch the 11 to 12 foot tunas. And then that tuna canned is quite extraordinary. I mean, it's very, very clean. And there, so that's what you're looking for. I think it's called minimal mercury is what's on the label. So anybody can Google minimal mercury tuna and find the places that have it. And interestingly enough, Costco, which is a, you know, a big box, what do they call that, a big box store?
Mm-hmm.
If you go into their website, I believe, and I don't want to advocate this because I didn't research it, you know, completely thoroughly, but their tuna, their house tuna, their Costco tuna, I believe is minimal mercury tuna.
God, ideally,
so,
you wanted to say zero mercury.
Yeah, you can't. Right. It's illegal to say that.
Really?
So it's just like if you bought a countertop water system that mm-hmm. takes out everything, mm-hmm. you still can only legally say 99%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the way it is in our laws. You know, that's something, you know, it's hard.
Second. What's your take on, you know, the swine flu mask? Is that just an extreme and too radical for you to even fathom if you were taking an international flight?
The swine flu mask, what's interesting about masks is 90% of them are meaningless because they're too porous.
Mm.
The virus is smaller than the pores in the mask. It's more important to do the silver and maybe put some aloe vera in the silver to hold it so you didn't have to do it as frequently. But just to put that into a pump nasal spray and continually do it throughout the flight. In fact, there are oxygen sprays now. You can see them in health stores that people use to deodorize their room.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are using, in my world, welcome to my world, but there's people that are using these oxygen sprays to spray their seat
mm-hmm.
and the magazines and so forth in front of them. And it's just a little, you know, it's just a 1 ounce oxygen spray, and they're mostly called sanitizers, but they're oxygen. That's all they are. And nothing can live within oxygen. So cancer can't live in an oxygenated environment,
mm-hmm.
Let alone a virus. And so people are carrying these little 1 ounce oxygen sprays and using it when they need to. And they're carrying a 6 ounce in their suitcase, or a 6 ounce at home, or a 10 ounce at home, or whatever, and they're keeping their little 1 ounce filled. And the other thing you can do with it, which is very fascinating, is you can spray it on your hands. So you walk into a store, you come out, you've touched everything, you've done this cart, blah, 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 and now you're headed out to dinner with guests, and you don't have the time to stop and do all the things you need to do. You just spray this on your hands, and it kills everything. So you're looking for an oxygen spray. And that's much better than any of the, what do you call these, gel sanitizer things, antibacterials?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because nothing can live in oxygen.
What is your take on the gel sanitizers?
I think it's
effective,
difficult for me. I don't use them. I choose not to use the gel sanitizers because I think that a certain amount, see, it's like antibiotics. They kill good and bad bacteria, right? And so for me, I think there's a certain amount of normalcy is involved with bacteria. There's a certain amount of normalcy involved in having bacteria around. And so the oxygen spray is for situations where you're trying to protect yourself. Otherwise, go wash your hands. And if somebody has the swine flu and they're sitting in an airplane and they get up and they go out, and you get on that airplane an hour later, whether you're in their seat or five seats away, those viruses are live. So why not spray oxygen on the chair you're sitting on and be comfortable in the knowledge that you've taken care of the issue?
Hmm.
Byron, do you feel like you're ready for your holiday travel, for upcoming travel? Do you think you're prepped and ready to go?
I have just ordered another suitcase for all of these amenities that I will be ordering from Marlene.
Little tiny things.
No, there's a lot of good data. It do you think that there's too much? Can you get too concerned about these issues in your mind?
I do believe so. You know, I take precautions and I don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I do my due diligence. I take precautions. For example, I do the silver. I have the oxygen spray.
Yeah.
And I try to make sure that my immune system's strong all the time. But mm-hmm. I do know that if you're going to travel, don't stay up all night the day before you go on the plane because you're going to be wiped, and that's when you're susceptible to catching something. That's why people get off a plane and the next day they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of the viruses that were on the plane. It was because their immune system was so depleted.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't fight it.
Is it worth doing research in the country that you're going to and trying? Can you learn anything online about, you know, particular issues that you might be running against or unusual or peculiar to that country that you could develop a particular, either a preventive strategy or a strategy while you're there?
Well, I think certainly the most important thing is, you know, the parasite issue when you're going to countries, you know, that, I mean, I don't think that presents itself as an issue in Europe, but I certainly do in Mexico.
Could you explain a little bit about that, Marlene?
Pardon?
Could you explain a little bit to everyone about what is a parasite, where does it live, how do you kill it before it kills you?
Well, a parasite is alive in meats. You know, so you just stay away from things that may have parasites. You know, like in Mexico, if you were to order meat, you don't know how it traveled to get there. And a parasite is a microorganism that grows in an environment where the meat hasn't been cared for the way it needs to be. It needs to be refrigerated. So whenever you're in a country where refrigeration could be an issue, you're in a situation where parasites could definitely be, could abound. You know, now if you lived there 100% of the time, you would probably grow a resistance. Your immune system would change, right? It would adapt. But you're just visiting. So you need to protect yourself from that. You know, one of the things is parasites will cause your body to flush to get rid of the parasite, and that's why you get the dysentery. And so that's why you hear all the, you know, stories. It's not the tequila, it was the parasite. Wasn't the worm.
And just another stupid question, but things like, you know, drinking alcohol on the plane just disrupts the whole hydration. Agree?
Absolutely.
Probably one of the worst things you can do, especially if you have a long flight. Agree?
Yes, and I talked to several flight attendants, you know, over the years. And one of their most common issues is dehydration of not just their, you know, internally, but externally. They have the driest skin. Uh-huh. And so they are constantly doing things to rehydrate. They tell me, the flight attendants tell me, and I haven't done any research on it, but flight attendants tell me that you need to drink twice as much fluid while you're in the air as what you would do on the ground. So if you're on an extra long flight, you need to drink twice as much as you normally would at home.
And you know that's hard because they only give you this teeny tiny little cups of water.
And they have a teeny tiny little bathroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And those little bottles went down to like 4 ounces or something. You're absolutely right. And they don't. And so you really have to buy a quart on your way into the plane. Since you're
but
not allowed
really,
to drink water
so
onto the airport.
Out the mathematical formula on that because it should probably be like a quart an hour. Depending upon your weight.
Well, if you normally drink a couple of quarts a day, you would have to, and you're on an 11-12 hour flight. You're right. It would be probably 3 or 4 quarts to keep up with what you need.
Yeah.
But if you're drinking alcohol, you know, what are you doing? You're just really dehydrating your body. I don't know how anybody can do that. You know, I guess when I was in my 20s, I could.
I think it'll all come back to you if you really think of it.
So, Marlene, before we wrap up today's show, do you want to just give us the main, most important points if you're getting ready for holiday travel, what you need to do to prepare?
Yeah, what you need to do to prepare is please do some cardio exercise, you know, walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to get all your blood cells moving because that's going to help your body. You want to be hydrated. You want to get your blood cells moving.
Living in the red.
You really want to focus on having the healthiest evening meal as possible for at least a week before you go. And I would increase whatever supplementation you're doing. But most importantly, I would focus on the immune system. And we talked about those herbs. I would do the herbs, and I would probably buy a box of the Pau d'Arco tea and just have it with me, because that tea is a quick shortcut.
Mm-hmm. Combining that rest, exercise, diet, living in the red, some fabulous triple header on the herbs. You also mentioned your silver in probably a nasal
silver
spray form, alkalizing drops, silver clay. There's your little emergency package, right?
That's right, the emergency package. And then, you know, everyone really today, in today's environment, should be doing the greens as supplementation to the food that they're eating, and also the calcium with D and D3. you know, I think D3 is becoming essential today, especially in the winter months.
Heavy on the artichokes and asparagus prior to the trip.
Kidneys and liver.
Big mm-hmm. discussion on preventive medicine. Super hydration. Drink lots
lemon
during
in the water.
Day,
makes
like
it
two or three days
so
before you're going,
less.
Yeah? Start drinking water like crazy to hydrate the body.
Well, and you can add lemon to it, and it becomes wetter water. You know, it changes the
structure
about that
on the show.
Of water,
but
so it
your
becomes
theory
wetter
on
to
that
body.
Is sort of like one glass a day with lemon in it, and maybe, you know, so if you're drinking three quarts a day like I am in a normal water day, one of the quarts would have water in it. And your thought on
lemon,
that is typically at the end of the day, correct? Your last quart of the day would have lemon in it?
Yes, lemon is the extraordinary component for water. It really, truly is. And your body craves lemon.
Yeah.
Even if
it's
you don't like it.
It's funny because once I have lemon in my water, I just want to have more of it and more water. It's strange. What's happening there?
It creates a thirst signal because here's what happens is most of us have turned off our thirst signal.
Hmm.
And the lemon turns it back on because the body starts... When lemon's in the water, it's easier for the body to hydrate the cells.
I see.
And when it's easier for the body to hydrate the cells, it will tell you to drink more because it's trying to get all the cells hydrated.
If you were bringing some vitamins along with you, D3, you talked about that, D3 with the 8 omega, what vitamins would you bring?
I would bring green capsules if I could only bring one.
Ooh.
Because that's going to make up the difference between what I need and what I'm eating. I can always get oils and fish. I can always get, you know, oils wherever I go, but I can't get nutritional.
What kind of green capsules are we talking about here? Are there vitamins in this green capsules?
It's about 20 different green vegetables, but they're in concentrated form, and there's nothing else. They're just encapsulated, so it's like a dry herb capsule, but it's just all greens. So it's, you know, kale, spinach, grasses, sprouts.
Is there vitamin content to it?
Well,
like
it's a whole food cofactoring content, so it's all the vitamins and all the minerals.
So it's like a multi.
It's everything. It's all the it's everything except the oil. So it's all the vitamins, all the minerals.
I don't think I've talked with you about this before. Is that your? Are you into the super greens and the green capsules?
No, that is. It's an organic greens that I found versus the super greens weren't organic, and so this is an organic greens. It's about 2 years old.
Interesting.
And it's really quite something because it has high-density greens in it. So, in other words, if you were to line up kale, spinach, and iceberg lettuce is still green, but it doesn't have near the nutritional value of kale. And so what they did with these greens is they only use the high-density nutrition greens. There isn't
so you've,
any green
you've weaned off the super greens then?
Yes.
In the water, and you're now on to the high green capsules.
Well, I can do capsules and I do powder. I do both. This comes in a capsule
the powder
and,
the same
and
powder
the powder
that,
form.
Like I am using, or is it a different powder?
This is an organic green powder, and
okay.
I use the powder, and then I use capsules when I travel.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I will
if you do the capsules, and you don't necessarily
you.
Have to do them just when you travel. If you're drinking a bottle of water and you do the capsules in the middle of your water, it's going to be like you used the powder. So you're going to get the same kind of nutritional value.
You can go over the details with me later. Marlene, how should people get a hold of you? I mean, I am a such a big fan of yours, and you have changed my vantage point and my vision on my body and my life, and I've bought some products from you. You know, do you want people to browse on PH Body Balance? Do you want people to call you up and consult with you if they have particular issues? You know, what door of opportunity do you want to leave open for your fans and listeners of the show?
Well, what we're doing is we have yournaturestore.com, which is a store, and then we provide member discounts from phbodybalance.com, which is an educational site. So phbodybalance.com is great because you can pull different things off and print them, whether it be a recipe or whether it be just a protocol. And the other thing is, yes, I do answer the phone. But yournaturestore.com, really, every single product, it's very strong in education. So, for example, this month or this last quarter, we added some really interesting tea. It's called Zhe Gulong, and it's an Asian tea they use medicinally in Asia. And I did a lot of research on it and did a big write-up on it, and that's just a lot of fun for me because it's a cell adaptogen. It's like it encompasses so many things. So we're reaching out. We've always reached out around the world for different things. Now I say that we're, you know, probably 100 times more selective when we reach out to find something, mm-hmm. but we're probably one of a half a dozen people in the country that are representing Zhe Gulong. So you'll find some really fun stuff on yournaturestore.com these days.
Neat. No. Well, once again, just a pleasure having you on the show. Can't tell you how excited everyone is. This continues to be one of our most popular downloads of all the series of shows that we have. So thank you so much for your valuable time and knowledge and wisdom.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, one of the most important things is to incorporate some of the changes into your daily lifestyle so that it doesn't sound as overwhelming as I'm making it sound.
Yeah, well, you make it sound interesting, though, and appealing, and just hearing you talk once again is therapeutic, at least for me. So, you know, it's just the more you know, the more it can seem complex. I mean, in the end of the day, you know, the challenge, Marlene, for you and everyone else that's such an aficionado of this wonderful health culture is, what does somebody like a Byron do with all this data, right? Like, how do we put it to work? I've taken two pages of notes. You know, it's hard to make the decision. We get a little bit of information. We're not sure what the effect will be, what the impact will be, why it's the right decision to make the buy. You know, it's just hard because you're weeding through lots of data. It's almost like you need it's almost like you need to spoon feed, or you need to feed me snack bite size of information that would allow us to make a decision right there on the spot. But you know what? You're going to help us figure this out on the next show. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Snack bites of information. Maybe there's a protocol. Maybe you can come up with a special program for Life Tips fans out there, feeding them knowledge and corresponding products for that knowledge.
It works. Have a wonderful trip, Byron.
Right on. Thanks for the tips. I will feel better about the trip. And thank you, Mandy, for organizing things. Until next week, everyone, hope your life is a little smarter.
Better.
Faster.
And more prepared.
Right on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week.